Well, I seem to be getting into a certain trap in my meditation, and well, the awareness, it's fairly good. It's been fairly good so far, so that's not an issue. But when I start checking the quality of my mind and whether there are any defilements, I start to become quite doubtful. You know, first I'm like, okay, seems good. No major defilements. But then I start to think that perhaps there are some really subtle defilements that I'm not even aware of. And then, you know, maybe a negative thought pops up later. And I'm like, huh, there we go. That's, you know, I've been having aversion all day long, you know, but I wasn't just aware of it. And it seems like I kind of get trapped in this cycle of thinking, and it's not really productive, and it doesn't really take me anywhere. So my question is, I guess, how to get rid of this and how to proceed from this thinking.
Tu ada di kau, tapi macam, saya cuma kena, oh, tu check lo tu bano, saya quality check lo, tapi tu aku kili dah siapa macam lo tin. Kalau kili dah macam tu, saya kah, tanya pelau, tu mah, tengok macam kili dah tu mami ni hasil malah, piye ni ni, oh negative thinking tu, tu aku buat lain ha, tu bi. Aku nak nama dia nak aku dia ni buat. Dah ni pan ni ni, aku mesti
lah. Aku juga lagi sian ni juga. Amala, aku atau dia segu mili. Kena, pini dia segi ni ada, mama kau nak buat target sana, kau nak segi ni ada. Pini ni ada segi, canda ada segi, nak atau dia segu lepian tilu ya.
Tilu ya,
terima. Siapa tu? Kau target tahu sian ni, lupa show
This is your kind of. Looking for something, like you think there must be something unwholesome in the mind, but he said you forget that right then when you're looking, the mind is wholesome. It's feeling clear, it's all right, the mind is being aware, which is wholesome, and all the qualities that come with being aware, they're there. And he says rather than think that there must be something unwholesome, look at what's actually there. Yeah. And as we, you know, and as for the subtle, Siada says, you know, when the mindfulness gets better, it will notice the subtle. And the subtle also is both, you know, can be both wholesome and unwholesome. Don't have a target, he said, what it should be. Just accept what you see. Don't have a fixed idea or a target for what your experience should be or what you're looking for. You know, don't be looking for something. He said, keep your mind open to what is happening now.
Thank you. Mm. The detail is recognize
looking. He said, what will be helpful for you is to, when you check your mind, you know, he says always to recognize that the mind is being mindful. He said that will help, especially in the long term, to always notice the awareness is doing its work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if I have any like specific question right now, but, or... I really recognize what you were saying, and I've been kind of struggling with the same thing, and also that
you don't have to ask a question. you just need to tell him how you're practicing, and that's all. And if there's something he sees that maybe you don't see, he'll point it out.
Yeah,
the best thing is to be able to just tell him about your practice. Like, how have you been practicing? What does it feel like for you now? Now. There's no need to squeeze things out, you know. It's just what I was plainly there.
Yeah. Well, right now what comes to my mind or what I would like to talk about is this, that I've been struggling a lot with this. It's also hard to, or difficult to say it out loud, but this...
Do you want to stop the recording with the help?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay. But this constant need to, in a way... Or I have realized this constant need to put others... Or make others in my mind to make others inferior to me, that I can feel that I am
better.
Yeah, and also, but how quickly it comes, like in everything, like all the time. And then I also recognize this, that I judge myself for doing that a lot.
Yeah.
And then if I think that, or I have this. Or that I feel that it is also possible to kind of get rid of that, or that it doesn't exist, or that it's not. So then I kind of already make this goal that I want to get rid of it. And then I have, and then it's already like something that I don't want it to be here. And that's making me judge myself even more for that. And
သူမှာအချင်းရှိတယ်တခြားလူကိုစိတ်ထဲမှာပေါ့နော်တမျိုးတမီနဲ့နေပြီးတော့စဉ်းစားလိုက်မှာကိုပိုကောင်းတယ်လို့ထင်အောင်လို့ပေါ့နော်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ကိုမြင်တိုင်းစိတ်ကိုလည်းမကြိုက်ဘူ
း
သူခဏခဏလှုပ်တယ်အချင်းပါနေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू အခုတိနေပြီဆိုတော့ဟိုတယောက်မကောင်းမှလည်းတိတယ်အဲ့တော့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့တော့ကိုပြန
်ဟို
ဖြစ်ပြန်အောင်အဲ့တော့ဓာတ်ကြီးကိုဖျောက်ပြစ်ချင
်မဖျောက်ပါနဲ့ဘာဝလို့မြင်းနေဆိုတာတော်ဟုတ်လား
Sierra says, you know, don't try to get rid of it. He says, the fact that you recognize it is already very good. Because it's only when you don't recognize it that it can kind of influence you, right? So he says, but it's good because this is to know because this is the nature of the mind. Everybody has this. Mm. Every mind has this.
Yeah, I told you, you were checking. I'm not looking at it.
So meditation is not trying to make the mind better or get rid of things in the mind that are not good. It is to recognize what is happening in the mind, to know what is happening in the mind. Already the mind recognizes that this is not a skillful action of the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says just... this is the beginning. Just keep knowing it. Don't expect a result. Just keep watching what it does. And you don't have to try to change that mind, but do recognize it over and over again. And he says when the mind recognizes what's happening over and over again, he says the wisdom matures and the wisdom will decide what it needs to do. The wisdom will do its work, Sierra says. He assures you. We don't have to force anything to happen or force anything to change. We just have to persist in being aware. It's like fire, Sierra says. When we touch fire, we know it's hot, right? And he says the mind just has to realize it's hot enough to let it go. But you to know it's hot, you have to keep knowing it. So no matter how unwholesome or unskillful the mind quality that you see, Sierra says, always remember that this is just the nature of the mind, right? It's possible for every mind to be this way. Don't take it personally. Don't think this is my mind. This is just the way the mind can work. Yeah, good. Wholesome qualities of mind are also just wholesome qualities of mind. And unwholesome qualities of mind are also just unwholesome qualities of mind. They don't belong to anybody. And when you notice that you are judging yourself, also notice that. Notice the judging mind. Don't believe it. Make that an object as well.
Judging mind
So just continuously you recognize the mind is judging other people, and then it realizes judging other people, then it judges itself, recognizes judging itself. What does it feel like? Oh, it doesn't feel good, recognizing that. So just keep recognizing continuously.
Okay?
Whatever you see, Seattle says, just be happy because you saw it. Because that's the goal of meditation, is to know what is happening right now. And you've reached that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So, I arrived with stressed mind and tired body into a point where it's all already manifesting as a sickness. And I'm doing way better already. I feel the healing effect of this. This one thing popped into my mind this morning meditation, that stress and its relationship with resistance.
You mean immune resistance?
In general, stress and just something pop up into my mind that what if stress is resistance?
Oh, right. Well, resisting the things that are happening.
In general, or in the kind of body mind.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it's, I don't know if it's if that is.
Yeah.
But maybe we could elaborate around that.
To yao dong to say le ni say less stress ni kan na ko le pin ma ni ro ni ma kaung phit chin ni bi. A ku di ma ni ro to phi phi say ko tat ta la bi le. To di ni ma ne sin sa mi le le stress phit da so da ga da sait ka do da shi lo ma la le. Ta khu ko to ni lo stress phit da.
Oh, ki le ta shi ni. Lo chin na shi ni stress phit le. Ma chin na stress phit le to ka phit ni le stress phit le.
Tara says basically anything unwholesome will create stress in the mind. Yeah, all the, any of the kilesas, any of the unwholesome qualities in the mind, whether it's greed, anxiety, aversion, resistance, all of them create stress in the mind. That's what they're designed to do. Yeah, but stress can become just an object for meditation. Just recognizing the effects of stress, the way it makes you feel, the way it works in the mind and the body. You can observe it.
Okay. I haven't noticed that when this retreat started, I have just big mess in my mind. And it has been very, very difficult to just to be aware of what is happening and to like sort out. I don't know how to say it. Like the details, what is happening. I just experienced like some kind of storm or I don't know, something messy in my experience. And also Yeah, it has been very, very difficult to be with that. And I have been feeling quite helpless and confused and even hopeless with that.
Mm.
And at some point I just decided that I need to do something else than just meditate and try to be with my experience. And I decided to start to write down my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote and wrote. And actually that made me feel a little bit more clear, like, because I got some clearness, like, what is happening actually. Like, before that I couldn't get what is happening, and that was very difficult for me to be with that. And okay, I feel like this is helping me, but I'm also interested to hear, like, about his ideas.
Okay.
If it's like skillful or not to do that.
Okay. Tu sakam sang yo tu ase show pwa ne bi tu tia yo na tu daba ta kha tu twei twei ni le swin swin ni le ba la mi te tu ro ho wa lou ne a lo tu ma ta khu khu ro shi ne bi ta a sait di show pwa bro tu tia sa thai no tu phit ni da o ti ni ma so yin na sait ka show pwa ni da lo nyin de de a ra ne ni ya da tor tor khet de ba so tu a helpless le phit de da wo tat nai confused le phit de ba ri phit ni ma ma ti hopeless le phit de da ri ho wa tu ma myo lin che ma shi de lo be ta khu khu shin shin bo bo no da wo be thai chi ni ya ya tu thai chi ni ya yi be tai a se ma pye u de tu twa a lo tu ta khu khu lo ma ya ma se ba tu sa thai yi de de tu sait the ma tu a twei le phit de da ri tu ta အကောင်လုံးရေးချလိုက်တယ်နည်းနည်းလေးတော်တော်လေးရေးလိုက်တော့မှဟု
တ်ပါဘူ
း तू तू ဘာစိတ်ကဘာဖြစ်နေလဲနည်းနည်းပေါ်ရှင်းလာနေတယ်မဟုတ်ရင်ခေါင်းထဲမှာကြီးပဲ तू အစားနေတော့ तू ဘာဖြစ်နေမှာမသိဘူးတလို့ဖြစ်တာပေါ့ तू အတွေးနေတယ်မှာအဲ့လိုဖြစ်တယ
်စိတ်ရှုပ်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာတဘောထားမှန်မှန်တဘောထားမှန်မှန်ထားပြီးရှုမယ်ဆိုရင်တော့ရှုလို့ရ
Yeah.
ဒါကျွမ်းကျင်လို့ရှိရင်အထုပ်တက်ရင်ပေါ့နော်။
Yeah.
ဖြစ်နေတာကိုယ်နဲ့မဆိုင်ဘဲနဲ့တဘာဝတရားလို့တဘောထားပြောင်းနိုင်ရင်တော့ဒီကောင်တက်လက်ရှိလို့ရ။
Yeah, yeah.
မဟုတ်ရင်တော့တဘောထားကိုမပြောင်းနိုင်ဘူးနားမလည်သေးဘူးဆိုရင်တက်လက်ချင်ပူဆိုးလာ
။
ဆုပ်ဆုပ်လာ။အဲ့တော့ပူကောင်းတာခုနပြောခဏထားလိုက်။
န
ော် neutral အရင်ဖြစ်ဖြစ်အာဘာနာဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဖောင်းပင်ဖြစ်ဖြစ် bias neutral sensation တကူကူအရင်တည်းကလာ။
Yeah.
ပြီးတော့မှလို့အတွေးကြည့်လိုက်ငါနဲ့တွဲပြီးတော့ဖေးဖေးချင်းတော့ဒီတတိယဖေးဖေးချင်းထူတာဒီဘက်ကနည်းနည်းငြိမ်လာပြီဆိုမှနောက်ပိုင်းကျမှသူ့ပဲလဲ့ပြီတော့
တင်ပါ
ပြင်ဆိုင်မှာပေါ့နော
် So Seattle explains that when we are new to meditation and if there is like a mind storm that's happening it can be a bit difficult to face it directly and just be watching that because he said the mind can't accept that it can just watch this and not feel like it needs to go away, you know, or that it needs to be resolved. It cannot just let it be. He said that takes time. So initially, Seado says when the mind is in a storm like that, it's better not to look at it because looking at it will make it worse because it just gets worse because we don't want it to be there. So that, you know, increases the confusion. So the when the mind pushes something, it actually kind of holds on to it while pushing it. So there's an attachment in the aversion. So Sarah says the thing to do is to actually meditate on a neutral object. So you know the mind is like this. Let it be there. But you're not going to watch it. He says you can watch something like your breath. Just know that you're breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Or if watching the breath at the nose is too small, it makes you tense. You can watch the breath like in the abdomen, like your, or in the chest, or even the whole body, just sitting and breathing in, breathing out, following something neutral, not related to the mind. And when you watch something regularly like that, Seato says, it strengthens what we call the stability of the mind. It slowly increases the samadhi of the mind. And the mindfulness, because you're being aware of this continuously, that grows. And the mind can start feeling quite stable watching something else. He says, when the mind starts feeling stable, Seato says, the confusion in the mind just now, it's still there, right? You haven't forgotten it. You've just been working with something else. He said, when the mind feels more stable, you can then acknowledge the confusion. So you can look at it and recognize it, but always come back to this as your anchor. So now you can look at it back and forth. And that gives your mind a glimpse of it. Yeah. So whichever one it is, whether it's your breath, your rise, you know, the rising and falling of the abdomen or the body, just alternate after it feels stable. Yeah? So alternate between. You alternate between recognizing the mind is thinking and coming back to the breath, and that anchors the mind. Recognize the mind is thinking, come back to the breath. And these little glimpses of the, you know, the thinking mind, Seato says, and anchoring the mind with the breath or something neutral. He said that slowly, it takes time though, you know, that slowly it does something in the back of the mind that we don't recognize at first. And he says it's important. It's important when you're doing this exercise to not expect the thinking to stop or go away. You know, he says, just consider it like an annoying child who keeps calling you or wants to play with you, and you're like, I know you're there, come back to the breath, I know you're there, come back to the breath, and just like that repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. What about writing? Like,
that's okay.
Yeah, is it a good idea to do that?
That's okay.
Yeah.
And you can use mindfulness while you're writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can know that you're thinking this and that you're writing it. That thinking this and writing it. And that's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It feels helpful.
Yes, the important thing is to whatever way you try to help yourself, to also bring in the mindfulness so that the mindfulness is continually getting stronger.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
today I got reminded of how important it is to me to actually sit down and meditate. And to do that on a regular basis, because I in my daily life I try to remind myself all the time of awareness in body or awareness in mind, and sometimes I'm more skillful and sometimes I'm less. And this night I had. You know, I woke up all the time because my bed was making my body in pain and such. And so I woke up and I felt that I was in a grumpy mood. And I recognized that and don't know what to do with it, but I recognize it's there, you know. So it's been following me all day. And I, the cushion I have when I'm sitting meditating is not to my flavor either. I get a bad back from it, I feel. So I'm sitting there meditating and I feel myself actually letting go of reacting to the pain in my back and feel that I'm getting more into an equanimous state. And I feel that that is what actually makes the meditation for me. So much happening when I'm in that state.
When the mind stops reacting.
Yeah, exactly. And I still feel the back. I still feel everything. I still feel my grumpiness, my mind. But it's like I have this perspective on it. And it kind of manifests as well physically when I'm in that. And I think it helps me even more afterwards if I'm sitting down and have this meditation to, it's easier for me to remind myself, walking around in everyday life.
Tu tine tu reminda yare re tu twet time tia time na ba lo ye chi le so ra tu aim ma so yin ne tu a တတိထားပြီးနေဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်တခါလေးရတယ်တခါလေးမရဘူးဒါပေမဲ့တိတ်မထိုင်ဘူးလားမသိဘူးအဒီရောက်တော့ तू ညကြိုင် तू ကောင်းမအဲ့လိုမရဘူး तू ကတင်ရ तू ခါကတင်ကြောင် तू ခါနာတယ်လေအဲ့တော့ညကြိုင်တစ်ချိန်လုံးရွှေ့ပြောင်းတယ်အဲ့တော့နည်းနည်းစိတ်ကတိုးလာအောင် grumpy ဖြစ်လာတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဒီနေ့မနေ့ तू တရားသွားထိုင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာ तू ထိုင်တော့လေ तू cushion ကလည်းအဆင်မပြေဘူး तू ခါဆက်နာနေတော့ तू မအီမတာဖြစ်နေတာဒါပေမဲ့ကြည့်နေတဖြည်းဖြည်းစိတ်က reaction နဲလာတာသူတွေ့တယ်တဲ့ reaction လည်းနဲလာအဲ့ချိန်မှာမှဟိုဖြစ်တဲ့ခါနာနေတာရောတခြားအယုံတွေရောဖြစ်တာဖြစ်နေတာပဲဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကမတုတ်ပြန်တော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू ကအော်ဒါတရားအထုတ်နေတာပဲလို့ तू စိတ်ထဲမှာခံစားရတယ်တဲ့အဲ့လိုမျိုးစိတ်အခြေအနေဖြစ်သွားပြီဆိုရင်တဲ့အယုံတွေလည်းတိလို့ရတယ်နောက်ပြီးထပ်ပြီးတော့တခြားဈေးညာတို့တခြားလှုပ်ရှားရှေ့ကလှုပ်တာ
တော့
တတိယပို့ကောင်းလာတယ်ပေါ့အဲတတိပို့ဆက်ဆက်လို့ရတယ်သဘောထား
တယ်သဘောထားမှန်မှန်နဲ့တတိထားလိုက်တော့ဒီဘက်ကအကောင်းလိုက်စိတ် quality ကောင်းပြောင်းသွားတာ
Yes yeah this is so your mind kind of got into the right attitude you know it shifted perspective got into the right attitude and the mindfulness is also getting stronger because you've been practicing and so you put them together and then it sort of
smooths the way.
Yeah, when this wholesome qualities come together, the effect is more evident. Yeah, so you can say that the wholesome qualities of the mind are more present together at the same time.
That's how it feels.
Essentially, that's what we're trying to do, right? Cultivate the wholesome qualities of mind. And once the, as we cultivate them, when they get some momentum, they do their own work. Once they gain some momentum, they start doing their own work. Then, it feels good. You feel aware. The mind feels more relaxed, happy. Mindful and so on.
First of all, thank you for this teaching. It helps me a lot because my mind, I feel, is in conditions of wanting something to do and goal-orientated. And so it helps me to remind the nature of things and to understand that I'm not really doing or there is something that is doing. And so thank you very much for that. The first day with this doing, the first day or already before the retreat, I know my patterns on retreats and I know that in the beginning there's a lot of personal effort and trying to keep up or build awareness and more. And this makes a lot of tension, of course. And I really tried to not to fall in this trap again, but somehow it's the condition and it comes. I said to myself, I'm doing less, do less, do less, do less. And so I think it was less painful than in the past. So I think I'm getting better on this. And
And also to try to trust in the awareness that it's coming by itself or that it's going to be there.
Yeah.
The second day it was better. Whereas in the first day there was a lot of judging, like I need to be better, there must be more and more.
Yeah.
The second day there came some stability and then I was able to relax and it helped me to let go, because then I really had the feeling I can give up to the awareness and I don't need to give in too much.
Yeah.
But I knew that it will drop away, so it, and then it was, the stability broke a little bit more and now it's not as stable as yesterday so far. What was interesting in the first day was that I was also struggling with sleepiness, but I felt that this was kind of sleepiness that was not so much coming from the body, but more maybe from the mind, because it felt so dull, so foggy. And when I allowed myself to sleep, then it was not that kind of relaxed sleep. It's more, yeah, I think it's more this foggy kind of sleep. Yeah, and then the first day that I had the feeling of, okay, I'm doing less. Still, at the morning of the second day, I recognized that there was much more tension than I thought. I felt that there's still this pretty much of driving that I could detect in that moment. What I'm interested about is the fact of trying to get the awareness steady. I find it difficult when there are hard emotions. I find this is more easy to be aware somehow, because there's something to grab.
Yeah.
But when it's quite neutral or there's not so much happening, that then I find it more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the feeling that I need to work on something. Again, this doer feeling. Mm. But I wonder how can you practice with that more neutral moments to bring up or to keep up the awareness?
Mm.
Sorry.
ตัวลงเลยจ้ะลงนี่ตะคู่ลงนี่มาตัวมาปั้นไหนเนี่ยตะคู่ก็อยากลงนี่แต่อัจฉิใช่แหละไอ้มาส่วนแหละแหละไอ้หลุชื่อเราแต่แม้อัญเชิญพระตินไปได้ด้วยตัวไอ้มาส่วนตุ๊กโกตัวเปลี่ยนตริไปได้แหละโหปั้นไหนอะเยไม่จริงลงพุบเว้ยดีมาโหงาลงนี่ล่ะหมูงาลงลุยาล่ะหมูโหตุ๊ ตัวโปรเซสชื่ออะไรบ่เนาะตัวโหอ่ะชื่อเลยสึตะคู่กูตัวเปียวตัวตะคู่กูอ่ะลงเลยแหละตัวตุ๊กโกตัวเนี่ยไอ้ล่ะลงตัวตัวอายิตัดตาเลยแหละหม่องงาก็เป็นอยากเอาลงออกมาปုံซันผิดนี่โหละไอ้ตัวสะค้าဝင်ไดเนี่ยตัวมาแพทเทิร์นชื่อเลยแหละสะค้าဝင်ไปสึตัวอะยันแทอะยันแทไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ไอ้ Now, bro, but tomorrow night, too. Time and time mind. Time mind, you know. Oh, Elu yara, look your pay like dollar. Who come on Elu, my pure, but so can I go on my pay mound? Who sink up a time mind, I don't get any night up whole volley, sink up time mind. A duty and nature or two. Dari thami le le tu thin are po bro ho tension ni mya ni le lo da mae ho daw shao tu ko tu shao 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 lo dari pe tha ro dutiya nei ma tu tu wa di awareness ka stable phit twa le lo pyo de ka raw tu ba pyo chin na le ma ti ko a raw tu wa ai dutiya nei ma stable phit twa lo re tu nen nen sait cha lat cha bo no nen nen da dia phyo phyo a so tai Machosa row, no, say, say, go, say, chalu yard, the dia to alone, no, 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 no เออแล้วสมมุติดูไลฟ์ไม่หลบผู้ป่ะเนาะแต่ว่าดีนี่ดําเป็ดตัวที่ได้อะไรอาจารย์อีกคํามาไม่เข้าสรุปดีนี่ตัวเนเน่เปียบรอไอ้ตริยาสเตเบิลเต็มไม่ผิดออกอูเรสรุปตัวตัวตริถ้าบ่ช่วยซะเนี่ยบ่ตัวเปล่าเลยโหตะคู่กูเปลี่ยนไม่ทันน่ะผิดนี่ชุโลตริถ้าเนี่ยอะไรล้วยเลยป่ะเนาะนิวทรัลผิดนี่สึกกับตริถ้าแค่เออไม่หลบไม่หลบไม่หลบไม่หลบโตอ่ะมา
ชื่ออย่างไรโลชื่อนี่ถ้าเลิกอย่างไรโลชื่อลําชื่อลําไม่เสียมันตริชื่อลาอยู่ยกอีโลแม่โลก็ยกอีโลชอบกับต้องกูไปชื่ออยู่มามันตริชื่อมันตริสวยเมียเปียถ้าถ้ากูโลแม่ไปเต็มมาเปียลงไหนจะรอโอริยะแท้อ่ะแม่ไปนะพี่นี่ได้ไปอ่ะแล้วกูน่ะไม่สายหรอกเต็มมาเปียใส่ไปแล้วถ้าเลิกอ่ะแม่ชื่อนี่เนาะไม่รู้อือเอาล่ะไม่ชื่อเนาะแท้ไปอ่ะแท้ไปอ่ะโอเคแล้วเต็มมื้อเนี่ยอายุยาอยู่ถ้าตะบาวะแม่
Sierra said that all you need to do is check whether awareness is present. If awareness is not present, that's when you have to try to be aware. If awareness is present, then awareness does its work. Right? He said, he says, when the objects become subtle, you know, it can feel like it's hard to be aware. Then you have to keep more, like you have to check more that the awareness is working. It may not feel clear, Seattle says, but all you can just recognize that it's not clear. But you have to persist. You have to persistently recognize that it's not clear. Don't try to see it clearly. Just know how you see it now. Yeah?
Because sometimes I also recognize that there's a kind of a picture of awareness, like this should be as awareness should be, or something like that idea. Mm. And when it's stable, then I think, yeah, that's the way that awareness should be, you know. And I find it then difficult in these times. Maybe in these times there is awareness also, but maybe I cannot, or I find it more difficult to see it because I have this idea of awareness should be like this and that.
When we have a target about what we think is right mindfulness, Yara says, then we feel dissatisfied at other times. So it just brings up wrong attitude, right? Because we don't accept the awareness the way it is. Contentment is very important in mindfulness, acceptance. Mm. So just recognizing, if you recognize what's happening, that's already awareness, right? So recognizing this is the way it is. Okay?
I don't have any clear questions, so I just describe my practice. Mm-hmm. It feels like my practice is different. It's more, like you said, it has gained momentum. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's running almost like automatically.
Yeah.
And it's weird because usually I put so much energy and effort anything in my life.
Yes. Mm.
And now I'm a little bit surprised that, okay, it doesn't require me micromanaging everything.
Yes.
I just, I have this sense of trust. I have this sense of inner guidance somehow.
Yeah.
I feel that it's enough to trust that my presence or my mind knows what to do.
Mm.
I'm really tired from my life, from my everyday life. I came here tired.
Yeah.
And when I recognize, okay, there is tiredness, then I feel energy rising in my body to kind of balance it.
Right.
And
when there is too much energy, I feel it a little bit like shaking and putting it down. And it's weird that these things happen.
Yes. And this has been since you were at home. This has been this way since you've been practicing at home.
Yeah. Yes. And I think one thing is that I've been practicing Vipassana for 6 years.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 months, yeah, I actually made a commitment to practice daily.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been trying to do it for 6 years, but I didn't have enough pain to be motivated.
Right.
And now I somehow felt in my life that this is actually important.
Mm.
This is the most important thing in my life. Mm. And I want to put this as a priority.
Yeah.
Because I discovered myself again and again in the painful situations.
Right.
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I just felt sick. I felt that this is enough. It's time to move forward.
Yeah.
That was somehow the turning point internally.
Yeah.
This moment of getting totally dissatisfied,
yeah,
and bored and fed up,
mm,
with unskillful things.
Yeah. Tu vipatana athuta chawne shi de na longer na la tu saika zau cha bro dau shao lo me lo song phyat lite ba so ro tu bwa ma a nit 20 di dukkha ri be pyan pyan joun ni da saika sait goun wa de de taw bi de ရှိ सेम မှာဒီမှာပဲဝဲမလဲတော့ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒီဟာအရေးကြီးတယ်ဒီဟာနဲ့လုံမရမယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့စောက်ချတော့တောက်လျှောက်လို့တော့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့အခုစခန်းဝင်လာတဲ့ तू တတိယအရှိန်ရှိနေတယ်တဲ့ तू က तू အလုံးလုံးနေတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့စိတ်ကလည်းအတွင်းထဲမှာဟိုအတွင်းထဲက guide ရှိတယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့ तू တစ်ခုခုလုပ်ရင်နဲ့ဥပမာ तू ပင်မနဲ့လုခစားလိုက်ရင်နဲ့ပင်မမတိလိုက်ရင်နဲ့တီးလာနဲ့သူကအားရပြည်လာတယ်လေ
။တခါတည်
းဖျား
ချာနေတ
ယ်။ Yeah. အဲ့ဒါပင်မတတိယတခါတည်းထိုင်းနဲ့များဝရင်သူက energy တွေများရင်သူတိတယ်။သူကစိတ်ကနည်းနည်းခါတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေတယ်ဆိုရင်ဒါကိုတိလိုက်သူကတိတယ်လေ။ Oh, ဒီဟာ short မှာဆိုရင
်
သူမလုပ်ပါဘူးတဲ့။တခုခုကအထက်ထဲမှာသူကသူလုပ်ပြီးသားသူကသူရော့သွားရောတဲ့။အဲ့ဒါသူအဲ့ဒါနေအိမ်မှာကလေးကအားထုတ်နေလို့အင်္ဂရေဖြစ်နေလားဆိုဟုတ်တယ်သူဒီဟာအခုတောက်လျှောက်သူဖြစ်
မှန်အဲ့လိုပဲတရားအရှင်ရလိုက်သူ့လို့သူလုံနေပါလေ
That's right yeah this is you know when the
ဒီတော့တမာရီရောညံရောအားလုံးကချိန်ပေးနေတာအထဲမှာ
When you practice the dharma continuously this is what happens it gains momentum and all those qualities you know the awareness the samadhi the wisdom they always balancing themselves they're seeing what's happening they're figuring out and they're doing what needs to be done they don't just recognize what is happening they also know what to do about what is happening because you've been practicing continuously
yeah that's the sense that
that's the inner guide you were talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
That's right yeah.
It feels like I stop getting myself in the way
yeah.
of this inner
yeah.
things.
Tu a wim. Na wim a paro wo. A tere ha tu a tu lo. That's right.
I don't even mind it.
That's right practice. Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
Just carry on, he said. Yeah.
Me go na. Me. The tere shen me go me.
Yeah. He says that you just keep check on whether the awareness is working. Yeah.
I actually came up from a business world where setting goals and benchmarks is the essential or like part of daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately that what I brought here with me, uh-huh, and that's the thing that I've been struggling with over the past 2 days. Well, mainly that I, like whenever I just say to myself, sit down and then don't focus but just be neutral and think of nothing that just doesn't really come naturally to me at all.
He didn't say think of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say think of nothing.
Eh? Sorry? Like whenever I say to myself just sit down and
yeah,
think of nothing,
but why
and
do
just
you say
recognize like whatever that's happening out there, Like, this is something that really just doesn't come naturally to me.
Yeah, because thinking is natural. Mm. Yeah. It's never going to stop.
So this is actually one bit that I'm struggling with. And the other bit that I'm struggling with is actually that whenever I am aware of that fact, I just get frustrated.
Because the mind is thinking.
Yeah.
You know, his instructions don't include not thinking. In fact, he gives a lot of instructions about the fact that we need to be, to recognize thinking, to recognize that thinking is the mind. And he says, to know that thinking is an object, something that the mind can see, something that the mind recognizes. Shadow says we meditate to understand the mind and the body, right? And what constitutes the mind? One of the huge things that constitutes the mind is the ability to think. That which thinks is the mind. So Shadow says when we meditate, we're not making the mind think, but we're also not making the mind stop thinking. We are recognizing every time the mind thinks that the mind is thinking. That's what we're doing.
Process or experience or teach you what you want to put on. To put that time and time, go on. You say that to put out like, I don't recognize the view.
So the meditation, Shiara says, is to just recognize whatever is coming up in the experience of mind and body. And whatever the experience of mind and body, we don't try to control that. What we are in charge of is continuing to recognize and be aware. That's what we can do and have the right view.
Right. Actually, that's exactly what I meant. But however, I expressed it quite in a wrong way, okay. I think. Yeah, because I'm just sitting there and recognizing your thoughts or whatever it is you like pay attention to breathing.
Okay.
Without having a benchmark, this is what the thing that is actually hard for me
to not have a benchmark.
Yeah, like just without goals, that's pretty a struggle.
Oh, tu ah, kupuma ada sura berci deh. Tapi tu mah panai mesti usoi ni. Di dalam dah ichi na batu le sura seka.
Panai sih dah. Tadi tanya juga nak kuat
sembilan. It says there are two goals in meditation. One is to build the awareness, to cultivate it. The other one is the developing of wisdom that comes naturally because of the cultivation of awareness. So our moment-to-moment goal is the cultivation of the mindfulness, is to recognize that the mindfulness is working now. Every moment, oh yes, the mindfulness is working now.
Yes.
And as you keep paying attention to the present moment, for example, the breath, you can discover more about the breath. Because the breath is not just a homogeneous thing that's happening. What happens to the breath when you breathe out? Is it short? What happens to the breath when you breathe in? Is it long? Longer than the short? Is it always the same? How else is it? Can you hear the breath? Can you feel the breath? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it always cold? Does it change
the temperature?
Yeah? And does it, as you keep watching, does it always stay, like, do you always see it the same way? Does it change the way you see the breath? Sometimes you see it more subtly, sometimes you see it quite grossly. So sometimes you're breathing through one nostril, sometimes the other. Sometimes you breathe through both nostrils. All sorts of things happen with just, that's just the breath, you know.
So,
He says when he first began meditation, he wasn't always interested in what was happening in the moment either, and then his teacher would ask him questions to get him to go and investigate what was happening a bit more closely, like, why are you breathing? What does it feel like when you breathe, you know? So that he would come back and then have to recount his, you know, what he discovered when he was watching. He says, we breathe. Do we know why we breathe?
Why?
Not by thinking about it, but by actually watching the experience of breathing. Can you get in touch with the reason that we breathe, that breathing happens?
Okay. I have another thing actually to ask, or like another struggle that I've been having.
Yeah.
And that is, like, as I recognize that I actually get frustrated,
yeah,
then I really like wanted to dig deeper, yes, into it.
Yeah.
And then I just got emotionally involved.
Yeah.
Like to a certain level that it's actually been quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think this is not the point, is it?
No. Tua frustrated pito tua ai ba lu frustrated pito lu chi ro me chi ta to chi ne po po lu tu im ro po shou la le elo po po la
elo elo sen de mi ya de tu a ne ne o sen jo
Sierra said, maybe we're jumping the gun right now. Now is not the time to start investigating.
Investigate lu da sik ka tadi le kaung na stable le phit bi so ma investigate lu a ma.
He said investigation takes, yeah, for us to first have some continuity and awareness and for the mind to feel quite stable so that it doesn't get involved in the thing that it's observing and also doesn't watch with a desire to have an answer.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Information must sound at the same time, don't investigate the question.
So that's why the the continuous awareness is important because that awareness picks up the information that's needed to get the answer. But if you try to find the answer while the awareness still has to pick up information and there's not enough information, Seattle says, all you'll get is question marks. There won't be an answer. The answer doesn't come until it's ready.
Yeah.
So we have to be patient with the process. So the first stage is just building awareness, stabilizing the mind. And in the present moment, there is so much happening in the present moment, but we only see bits of it at a time. So when you watch the breath, you think there's only the breath. But if you open your mind a little bit and think, what else is there? You'll notice there's feelings, there's thoughts, there's sounds. You can't see when your eyes are closed, but, you know. So there's all these different facets of our experience that are happening in the present moment. In any moment, we always are knowing one part of it. That's okay. But we have to be open to the fact that there is many different parts to our experience that the mind is picking up, even if we are not conscious sometimes.
Thank you very much.
I was also very tired when arriving here, and for the past 2 days, the first 2 days, I've been sleeping a lot,
yeah.
And I've also been sitting some longer periods, and then I've been doing some reading.
Yeah.
His books, which has been also very good. And the first day I noticed that everything was sort of happening quite quickly because there is so much happening around here.
Yeah.
It was not very settled or not very silent even, so lots of things happening, and I thought I was following my reactions and thoughts and feelings and just looking at that, and it piled up quite quickly, and then it settled, and again, and settled. And it was quite fun, and concentrated on checking up whether is there mindfulness,
yeah,
is there mindfulness. That's has been what I've been doing.
Yeah.
The main thing is there, just checking over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And also yesterday, sleeping even more, but also having longer sitting, longer periods, and settling down more and more. And this piling up, which I call is slowing down, it's quite slow, and then settling sooner.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And just checking.
Well, in the yellow, I've been manner to the to be manner, my eight, Jaramal, the other time there, but money to the Rita Mira, a lot of my show, Redima, a chamber child, you saw to Peter to Tilet, to reaction, Peter let Tilet, to Susanna Tilet, Peter, Harry Poma, Sika Yauta Tilet, Alumio, to a you leave a check loaded to the dish in the dish, Kanakana, a little check loader, the cuddly. အစပိုင်းမှာတဲ့ဒီတော့ပြောတဲ့သူဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာတွေကစိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာတွေကဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ့မလဲဆူလာတာပေါ့သူကတောင်းလေးလို့ပြတယ်ဆူလာတယ်ပြီးတော့ပြန်ယော့သွားတယ်ပြန်ယော့သွားတယ်ပြီးရင်သူပြန်တက်လာပြန်အောင်ပြီးရင်သူတည့်ရင်နဲ့သူပြန်ယော့သွားပြန်အောင်အဲ့တော့ဒီနေ့ဆိုရင်နဲ့ဟိုဒီဟာတွေတက်တော့တက်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူနှုံးကနေလာပြီ
Oh, but man, you just checking well, like that is perfectly enough. Just checking is enough.
I try to keep it that.
Yes, simple is good.
Yeah. Some things really touched me. I really like the stability of mind stuff, but yeah, well, I've been having quite bad existential, like these creepy questions, like what's the point of this all, like.
Oh.
I mean, you know, like goofing around here with these groups of monkeys. For a few decades, and then it just ends.
Oh, tuo huo tuili on shop tu tuili ra ra. Niin nuo huo pitteli huo shei shen pia oka pia lupire kauli huo neka tu pitteli huo miku ni huo existentials ra pia umma anga valu di masin ra le. Daria ba di pesi le elumio mi a chou mi siu le daria di huo elumio tuili tu.
Yeah, so Sierra says,
you know, the point of meditating is to know the thoughts, okay? And to, if you know the thoughts, you will start to recognize that certain thoughts start to agitate the mind. And certain thoughts settle the mind. And Sierra says it's a good indication of which thoughts are useful and which thoughts are not useful. So when we think certain thoughts, like existential thoughts, they can really send the mind into a spin. So it's not to to believe the thoughts, you know. It's just to see the thoughts and its effects. And then the mind will learn which is not useful to go into. Yeah, and he would recommend thinking thoughts that are related to meditation, like actually bringing them up, like thinking, how do I meditate? It's being mindful. How do I be mindful? What is right view? And applying those to being present moment to moment.
Don't
have thoughts on investigation, trying to figure out the universe or why things are
information
happening. The mind doesn't have enough information to get on to give answers, and it just causes some chaos in the mind because the mind doesn't have that ability.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's this chaos. you know, the brain is obsessed with ideas like free will and some like social psychological theories and the universe, and I can't help it anymore. It's been like for years, like it just won't go away, like
so you let the mind do its work. The mind will continue thinking those thoughts because your mind has a habit, but you do the work that you need to do now, which is to be mindful, and you don't pay attention to those thoughts, you can recognize that there's a thought, but he says come back to an anchor in your body. Maybe it's the breath. If you're walking, it's the walking, but always come back to something in your body that is anchoring the mind to the present moment. The body feels this now. The breath feels like this now. There's a thought. I recognize the thought. Come back to the breath. The breath is like this now. And do that over and over and over again. Can you do that? And what's happening in the mind, Sierra says, is natural. There's no need to do something about it or take care of it. It's just the nature of the mind. So you can just let it be. It will do its work. Your job is to recognize it and come back to the breath. When your awareness of the breath starts gaining momentum and stabilizing, you'll find the thoughts get more stable as well and not so riotous. So, Yadra says, you just need to accept what's happening and just be aware of the breath if you can do that.
Body sensation.
All the body sensations. When you're walking, you can be aware of the movement of your legs walking. When you're moving around in the house, you know, when you're holding something, you can be aware of touching, moving your arms to open the door and stuff like that. So know how the body is moving and feeling. That's a very obvious anchoring thing that the mind can know. Okay, can you just do that?
Yeah. I was probably going to have something else, but I forgot it, so.
Just do that for now. Yeah.
There's various things happening in the last few days. A lot of physical sludge and heaviness coming through, tiredness. Mm-hmm. I've got some injuries, so that's quite heightened.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the momentum is starting to kick in today a bit more. Initially, it's quite I'm sensitive to coming into the group of people. So the mind, I noticed, was complaining or a bit critical. A little bit of frustration, I noticed, came up. But I haven't really concentrated too much. I'm just noticing, the mind seems a bit nasty, if you like. So, but I've been just, you know, noticing how it's helpful just to stay present, mindful. That's been very, very helpful, and I can feel the momentum today a bit more. The question, I have a sort of question because it's something I've been exploring a bit before I came, and I noticed when I was reading doesn't help me very much. My mind's too... gets tight with too many words. So that's one question, is it feels better not to absorb too much information, and that there's something about being natural is important, knowing the pace, my pace.
Yeah.
That's been coming up, sort of wanting just to be in nature. That seems very important, and not to read all the books too much.
Right.
But it was good on one point, I picked something up, so it's left me with this question. I'll ask now.
it's about awareness and then being aware of awareness. I just like when I'm aware, there's a sort of a certain quality, and then if I ask myself or say to myself, aware of awareness, then I seem to go into a different space slightly. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite interested to ask around, you know, just to hear sadhu.
Siado.
Siado. If I'd be helpful just to hear about that, if possible, about and maybe it's a bit much at the moment, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Siado just means teacher.
Yes.
To Peter Harry to Bura about to Narari to Bura to the Ritamira to a South Egg Pine account to say the Tin Loud or to then at the Boba Dresh and Pure and the Baba Jaja so a go chinico tibro Chayam Bono to go below Balo the Nera to a Pintuagenero, Pintabra, Pobra, Shure the Kuba, the Ditara of Piantilo to sit him up in not to near Yawa the Lubere. Just so long as when you ask yourself if you know the awareness, if you recognize that there is awareness, yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Mm. You already see that gives you a different perspective. Mm. You know.
Yeah. So just to stay with what's where, rather than ask the next question.
Don't ask any more questions.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. So I've been thinking about pain, and here in the retreat, it's quite easy to realize that now I'm actually going through pretty deep stuff, and I don't need to think about it right now. I can just focus on something else, just observe around. But outside the retreat setting, quite often the situation is that I somehow feel that I need to act upon it.
Yeah.
Make my mother feel better or my friend or things like that. Mm. And when there is acting, it's pretty difficult to then keep it aside. Mm-hmm. I kind of need it, the kind of the pain is on my active mind when I know that I have to act upon it. So
is it pain because the mind doesn't like what it has
to do? I know that somebody is in pain, and that pain also kind of reflects on me. And it's in me as well. So I know that my mother is not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of being active there for her actively makes me feel quite bad.
Right.
And then so here I think it's manageable, but outside the retreat setting it starts to become pretty complex, because then when on an ongoing basis I kind of feel that I need to be there for her and I need to help her, I can't maintain my stable mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sierra says, at home, it's definitely harder to maintain the stability of mind than you're on, when you're on retreat, Sierra says. But at home, if you have this situation and it comes up daily for you or regularly for you, Sierra says, then he says you're going to have to watch the mind more closely whenever you're in the situation to you know, to tease out what is in the way of gaining the stability, you know, so that, yeah. In that situation, Sierra says, don't think about stability of mind. Don't think about gaining stability of mind. What you want to do is think about knowing what is happening as it is. Because that is what will point you to it. But you need to know what's happening now, not have an idea of what you want it to be. And the rest of the time, when you're not with your mother, he says, you need to be, at that time, you need to be building the stability. So when you're going home, on the way home, when you're at home, when you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, always building the stability of mind in all the other scenarios that you can. So that when you come to that scenario, then that stability is going to help you to know what's happening, to recognize what's happening. Sierra says practicing at home necessarily means that every day, he says, we are observing what's happening and recognizing, and then understanding what's happening, we begin to learn to adjust. Every day is an adjustment, Sierra says, because nothing stays the same. Every day we're adjusting the mind and whatever we need to adjust. Right? So in order to learn how to adjust skillfully, Sierra says we're going to use every ounce of, you know, potential we have in the mind, the potential to be mindful, to have stability of mind, the potential to use all the wisdom we have. All that is going to particularly that we find challenging. Every day we have to observe, recognize what's happening today. Then we have to go home, and when we're being mindful, we also have to strategize what we're going to do tomorrow. This didn't work today. What am I going to do tomorrow? And then observe which worked, what didn't work, how to make it work. He says you won't get any help from anyone else when you're out there at home. Sierra says it's all that power has to come within. Nobody can help you, and if they try, they probably create a little mess because every new thing comes with its difficulties. So learn to rely on yourself, on the awareness, your wisdom, your stability of mind, and work on it, Sierra says. When you can do it, Sierra says, you know that this mind has become much more powerful. He says, whatever doesn't kill you will make you stronger. He likes that saying, he said. Because it definitely won't kill you, so you have only one way to go, is to get stronger. So.
I started to think that unless you lose your mind.
Yeah. But you are evolving.
You are But
we do what we can before we lose our mind, he said. When we lose our mind, we won't know because we've lost it, he said. You know, don't think about that, he said.
You might go up the car, the child will take care of him.
If we lose our mind, somebody else will be taking care of us. We don't know anything anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
So now we feel like yogi.
Yeah.
Just have a question, quick question.
Sure.
In relation to what you were saying, isn't that pain usually a compassion could be? Like, because you're really caring about someone who's close to you, and
You want to reach out and help those who are in need.
In Buddhism, compassion is defined. Yes, compassion is defined as a wholesome quality of mind. Compassion is the desire to help and be helpful. And compassion, because it's wholesome, cannot make the mind suffer. It lightens and brightens the mind. But what happens, because our minds are usually never working on a single track, so when we have compassion for someone and we see that they're in a state that we don't want them to be in, resistance comes in too. We don't want, so there's aversion. So the thing that makes us suffer is the aversion, the you know, where we don't want them to be in that state. And that's what's making us suffer. The compassion bit doesn't make us suffer. That's the part that makes us willing to help. We often have this where we have some wholesome volitions, we have some wholesome qualities that want to act on something, and then we have some unwholesome qualities that also come in and interact with the situation, and then we can't tell the difference, and so we start thinking that compassion makes us suffer, but you know, that's one example, for example. Yeah, but there's a lot of these things.
Can I continue to ask on this question? Is it true we want to make the other person better, but that's not healthy? That's not, we want to fix, we think we have to change.
So there's the we want to help, then there's the wanting to fix. So the wanting to help is compassion, okay. And the wanting to fix, yeah. Which doesn't accept the current
situation that they're in. So what would be a skillful means if someone's not happy and struggling and confused and lost and all sorts of different feelings? Yeah. What would be a skillful means? How would it be to be with that person?
The wisest thing. The wisest way to, and the most effective way to help someone is if we can. Okay, this is a condition because we might not always be that skillful. When we can maintain the calmness of our mind, the stability of our mind, if we can maintain the clarity of our mind, if we are sure of what to do and how to do it and we can help, we also understand the limitations of how we can help and accept that that's how much we're doing and that's all that can be done. If the mind can have that sort of balance in thinking and help, that's the most effective and wise way to help without vicariously taking on by having aversion towards the things that we can't do. It's so easy, you know, when somebody is suffering, there's a lot of whole unwholesome stuff that's going on that they are suffering from, and it's very easy for us to then sort of get influenced to also feel to be unskillful at that time. It's easy, the mind sees things and it gets influenced, it hears things and it gets influenced, the emotions get involved, but once it gets involved, there's unwholesome on our side who's trying to help, and we can get quiet. It can be messy for us. This mind starts suffering. Our help might not be effective sometimes. Sometimes it can, but you know, so there's a lot that starts to become unclear. Although there's all, you know, some of it is helpful and some of it is not. So, but to be able to help in a clear and effective way, Sierra says, takes a lot of practice on our part to have a clear and skillful mind. That takes practice and, you know, cultivation to maintain that and to have the wisdom to maintain that.
Okay, that's very helpful, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
time.